In a time before time, a piece of the timeline was cut, and the ends woven together. That piece still exists in its own smaller knot. It is a part of time, apart from time, that can slide along the timeline, making it a time machine. Those who board the time ship create their own time, weaving a new reality, changing the past. And one can write realities, both dark and bright, into existence. After stealing the time ship from the previous owners and writing them out of existence, the fools have traveled back to 1692, where they hope to find details on a secret concordat, a treaty made between three groups of mages that have bound the history of Boston since that time. Parallax, forced to awaken to a possible left-hand path, had traveled down a long and murderous road, but with his friend's help, he has regained his wisdom. Hannah, who can't remember their past, and now find themselves having written their own family out of existence. Mona, reality architect, and faithful to the God Machine. Ethel Stubbs, the last descendant of the Ward line, and linchpin of reality, though she doesn't yet know it. Together with a stranger, Rex, and Parallax's newly married wife, Elora, these fools have traveled into adventure. They are running out of time.
Well, this one's a little bit special, everybody. I'm going to do something that we've done something a little bit similar to that one time when we played Hannah's Childhood. But that time I had you like come up with your characters in advance. And this time you are going to know all the characters that you're going to play.
What?
Mm-hmm. Today,
you can't see my face, but I'm panicking.
At least for the first part of the session, you won't be playing your usual mage characters. Instead, you will be playing the characters that I am going to post to the Discord.
God.
That's right.
This is exciting.
It sure is. And I'm going to record your reactions while I go help Charlotte with a technical problem. Here we go.
Where are they?
And I'm patiently waiting in anticipation. There it is.
Oh. What?
Not the character sheet?
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, I forget. Oh, okay.
Okay, I think I have an idea of what Rudy is putting us through.
Yeah, I could certainly guess.
Hold on, Byron's character sheet is not a mage character sheet.
What?
It's Gist? G-E-I-S.
It means ghost.
Oh, cheers. Okay, well, that makes sense.
Geist? Yeah, I think that's the ghosts. I have never seen anyone play this.
Now, you should know that Byron is not a normal geist. So geists are typically people who, as they are dying, get saved by a ghost who then like shares their body. But I'm not using the actual geist sheet. I'm using the geist ghost sheet because Byron is in fact a ghost. They don't have strength, dexterity, or whatever. They just have three attributes. One representing all of the finesse skills, one representing all of the resistance skills, and one of them representing all of the power skills. All of these characters, including the one who you might suspect doesn't, have some pretty cool powers. They also have information on the characters.
Oh.
That's why Byron doesn't like the water. He demanifests when wet.
He has a cloned body.
That's new.
That's a new body?
Well, you know how you were able to make a body for Byron in the Imaginarium?
Oh, they made it in the other place.
That's right. It just took a couple months of not having the wizards around for people to come up with some of their own clever ideas about what to do. And so,
wait, he has a body. He won't fit in my bag anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What is a Proximus?
So a Proximus is a sleepwalker, but they come from a family line. Because of Alora's blood, she's able to cast certain spells, even though she's not awakened.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, cool.
She's also cursed.
That's a bummer. Oh. I forgot how young she is. Parallax.
Yeah, I know. I just saw the 2002 and I was like, ugh.
Yeah. We had words about this.
Her history is cut off, though. It says she at the very end, it's like she looks like she will be, and then nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, no one knows what Dolores' destiny is.
Oh, that was on purpose. Oh, all right. All right, cool.
I'm going to go with yes, even if it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's
PDF nonsense.
And what's it mean that Sinjata is a Promethean?
It means no one likes him.
That is actually, that's pretty much just the case.
Man, this is business circles.
So while I do intend to have you four play these four characters, I did not decide who each of you would play.
I mean, I want to be Byron. We're so close. Oh, he's depressed. I mean, I guess he's dead.
Yeah, Byron has this thing where, do you see those memories? He's able to use those memories. And when he does use those memories, he's able to use the skills associated with them. But when he does that, he gains the associated conditions. He gets to use each memory once a game session. Also, going forward, I'm going to put all of you in charge of playing these characters.
Okay.
Unless I choose to take over Alora's body to murder you all or whatever, they will be
what?
Player NPCs. So, because they'll be interacting with your characters, unless you want to have a scene where it's Byron talking to you, and you're playing both parts, Victoria, maybe you should have someone else play Byron so that when you talk to Byron, they can do a goofy voice.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I I had to talk to myself once, and it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you should assign us, Rudy.
Hmm?
I think you should just assign us.
Okay, well, I had a plan to do exactly that. Who would like to pick the suit first? You can pick between swords, wands, pentacles, or cups.
You didn't pick happy cards.
No, I did not.
Pick wands.
All right. So, going to wands and revealing it to be strength for Sinjata.
Ooh, but Sinjata doesn't talk.
That's correct.
I can do that.
He wants to protect us, though, which means he thinks better of us than I thought he did.
Yeah.
Did you read his backstory there?
Yeah, the milestones is pretty interesting.
We have swords, cups, and pentacles remaining.
I'll do cups.
Cups, you say. And then, Charlotte, pentacles will still be available. Cups. The Hierophant. So, the Hierophant represents someone who is knowledgeable, sort of like a mentor or a teacher. And in this case, it represents Byron. You're a ghost now. And ghosts just want to have fun. Unless you're Byron, in which case ghosts just want to have a beach day and to instruct Miss Ward on the finer points of etiquette. Those are your goals in life. It's been quite wonderful to do the second one.
Apple is rolling her eyes so hard on that goal.
All right, so one of you is going to end up being Parallax's wife, and the other one is going to need to learn how Mind 4 magic works.
I'll take pentacles, unless you have a preference, Charlie.
Pentacles. That would be Allura.
Oh, man. You got my ghost, and I got your wife.
Charlotte, you get the king. You will be playing Rex, the private investigator. You know Rex pretty well, actually. And you're pretty capable at mind magic. You can do a lot of it now.
Sure.
I have to figure out how Promethean works.
Yes. I'm going to just tell you how Promethean works, because we're playing it loosey-goosey with this stuff here. Basically, if you look on that next page with transmutations, these are all just things that you can do. They all cost essence, and they do some crazy things, like you can double all of your physical attributes. That would mean strength 8.
Wait. Double physical. Oh, wow.
You can ignore pain, hunger, thirst, and discomfort. You can leap great distances. It's impossible for you to fail dexterity-based checks. You can appear human. And in fact, Sinjata is a really good trickster, in fact. You also are able to resist being dominated or controlled using Roar of the Defiant. And when you make your strength 8, you can also strike twice. Which, let's just run through the strength plus brawl pool here. That's 8 plus 4, 12 dice of murdering with your hands.
Amazing. And distance running, because he has been running. He has striking looks. You know, I would not have thought that.
Yeah, he's a very attractive man. And he's a giant. He's like over 6 feet something tall.
Okay. Size 6.
And yeah, I'm going to have you all describe what your characters have been doing with the other people missing. So the mages ran off half naked into the Fae, and they've been gone for a week plus of time at the moment. Alora and Rex have given Byron a new flesh body, which Byron can wear out of the Imaginarium. So Byron can flesh body anywhere that he pleases. He's got a nice wardrobe, I imagine. But details like what's in that wardrobe would be left to you. The first person who I'd like to hear an update from is Sinjata. The last time we saw Sinjata, he was standing on the beach with a tropical drink that he wasn't drinking in his hand, staring out into the imaginary waves with thoughts unknown to the entire party.
I guess Jada's starting to get concerned about the fools being gone. He's not entirely sure how competent they are. Was Rex part of the... Rex was also at the ziggurat?
Rex was at the ziggurat fight, but it was unclear whose side he was fighting for.
Sinjata is going to go and go to wherever Rex is. Whatever Rex is doing, he's going to go over and observe.
Rex is often doing more than one thing at once. They have a spell called Two Minds, One Body. But now, with the Imaginarium in play, Rex actually has more than one body. So Rex is often doing at least two things at once. One of the places that Rex is a little private investigator's office. But what are some of the other things that Rex is doing, Charlie?
Maybe like sending signals out, like a radar, like a radio signal.
Yeah.
Trying to get help.
Sending out radio signals in 1692?
Well, like trying to reach us in the Fey world.
Oh. Sending messages into the Fae.
Yeah.
You've reached some interesting minds, but they don't work like human minds, and they've almost driven you insane. What tools is Rex using to not go insane?
Well, I see Rex has augment mind.
Oh, yes. That's so correct.
Probably strengthening my mind.
Nice. So... when you do this spell, you can overreach on it because you have free reach. It's a rope for you. And what that means is that you can actually spend a mana, and you have infinite mana right here because you have the ship. And that would allow you to bring your resolve up 6 points to 11. You could have 11 resolve if that's what you would like.
Yeah.
Roll resolve plus composure.
And just tens reroll?
Just tens reroll, unless you've got an acanthus mage with you, blessing you.
Sinjata is no longer a mage, right? So no actual magic?
That's right. He lost. He used to be an acanthus.
Six successes.
An exceptional success. Rex has survived contact with the Fae and had several conversations with them.
Like in his mind?
Yeah, with his mental communication there. So I think that you can choose some sort of beneficial thing that's come out of those conversations that Rex has had with the Fae.
Probably like some information on the missing crew, because I believe it's one of their aspirations, which was discover where the fools are.
You discover that the fools have been taken deep into the Fae to a castle owned by a vampiric Fae named, well, it used to be named Ramona.
So that's a beat, right?
That's a beat. That's a beat for sure. In fact, it's two beats because of the exceptional success.
Go Rex.
What is Byron doing?
So he's got his new flesh suit back, which awesome. I'm sure he's digging it. I've always imagined him to be from like the early 20th century, maybe late 19th century even.
That's what he thinks that he's from as well.
Yeah. So I imagine that this like new wardrobe, he's got like a nice waistcoat that's got like little tail on it with a top hat and a monocle and a nice slacks. And just like, you know, yeah, just rocking it up. And of course, since Ethel is missing, he's definitely concerned. He's got to teach her in the finer things and proper etiquette.
So. Now, Ethel is missing, but the Deathels are not missing.
Oh, that's right.
The Deathels have continued to do whatever was the last command that Ethel left them when she ran off into the Fae. Ethel, or Victoria, what was the last command? We've got several different colors of Deathel here. Do you have them doing anything in particular?
Weren't they just serving us at our beach party?
That's right. It's bottomless drinks. So several of them are serving you. One of them is doing the laundry, I remember. And it's just been doing the same bit of laundry, and it's now just lost all of its color. It's got very pruny undead arms and legs as well.
Also, one of Ethel's aspirations was to release Byron. Has that like indirectly now happened?
Yes. When Ethel finds Byron, you will gain a beat for releasing Byron. Byron does need to carry around the skull or be within essentially visual distance of the skull, because Byron is tethered, as all ghosts are, to his anchors. But now he can just carry it around as if you would carry around a beach ball.
A permanent last per Yorick moment for him.
So now that Byron has like a physical body, can he actually do like physical things like strength and dex checks, or is it
yes, but he uses his power and finesse, so he is inhumanly fast and strong.
Oh, wonderful. So yeah, I guess it's great that the Deathels are there doing, you know, what they're doing and providing, you know, the endless supply of mimosas and cocktails and the like for your typical beach trip. But yeah, he's definitely more concerned about Ethel numero uno, who's been missing and last he knew ran into the Fae. But for Byron, I don't know how much he knows about the Fae, but imagine that much, but maybe he knows that it's bad.
You know, he can actually use his memories. This would be a situation where you could use his best memory of reading in a library. When Byron uses reading in a library, you can roll your power plus the occult of 4 to roll 8 dice and wow. learn things about the Fae that Byron knows.
That's a powerful skill, I guess. Yeah. He recalls reading a book about the Fae in a library that one time, and he got 1 success.
So you know a little bit about the Fae, and what you know about the Fae is that it's a path to Arcadia. It has many fractured mirror realms, so there are multiple different realities which are the Fae, and each of them are realms where the world doesn't behave right. It behaves in a non-linear fashion. Think Through the Looking Glass by Lewis Carroll. There is a consensus that Lewis Carroll, in fact, was some sort of fae creature, perhaps, in the magical community. And you also gain the informed condition. This reflects the fact that you might not be able to access this memory again, but the faint after images of it linger, and you will still get a +2 bonus to the next knowing things check, even though you won't have the skill of knowing things anymore.
All right. I think it would be hasty of me to just go into the Fae lonesome. So I'll probably try to corral the other bodies to join me in an investigation into the wilderness that is the Fae.
Where is everyone meeting up? The Modularium, where you can make things using the cat. You could meet up in the Imaginarium, where you can make imaginary things. You could meet up in the heart of the ship at the Cosmographicum. You could all meet up in Ethel's bedroom, because this is where Byron's been most of the time. I'm not at a beach party.
I think the Modularium. So if we're going into the Fae.
There's a lot of guns and other weapons here, thanks to Rex. Anybody want any new guns or weapons or anything that you could make and add to your character sheet?
I think coming from a more physical fighting sort of piratey background. Was a pirate, right? Pirate.
You know, Sinjata was at some points a pirate. But what they really were was a time-displaced person from the alternate timeline who showed up in the prime timeline that you are from without any memories of that other life. Then went on some adventures with Mona, which brought them back to their original timeline and triggered all those memories. When they were in the original timeline, they got captured there, and they've made it back to the prime timeline again. So they are a world traveler, a time jumper.
Well,
do you actually have dots in a cult? Do you have dots in a cult that you could roll? Because you're very clever, yes, too.
Yeah, with a specialty in witchcraft. But yeah, I want to think about what might be useful. I have an idea, but let's see if Sinjata has an idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So that would be an intelligence plus a cult check.
Ooh.
I would say witchcraft does apply.
So I get
1 more die.
And that is 5 successes.
So you know that there is a material which hurts the Fae.
Cold iron.
And you can know of it enough to make it. So you can make anything that you would like out of cold iron. Full body armor. An axe for Alora.
Yeah, I would like to have just silently, but like efficiently go and give. Is it not forged because it's being made in the Modularium?
It's not forged because it's being made in the Modularium.
Amazing. So I'm going to give a better axe to Alora, or it's much more like, it's not, you know, the historically accurate and not as nice axe. It's got a much longer handle. It's like well balanced. So it's got like a big head, but it's still, it's balanced so that Alora can actually use it. I would like what's it called?
A hitty stick. A stick that you hit people with.
A scimitar.
A scimitar. Done.
Yep. And I'm going to look at Rex and then look at the guns. He's covered. And then Byron. I was going to look at Byron, like assuming that he's going to figure out whatever weapon's going to work for him.
Byron, what are you doing in the armory?
I don't know if I can really use a gun, but also I have my, well, I got my pole with me. I don't want it to break. So I'm thinking like, can I imagine like a lightweight steel case I could put this in?
You know, the tentacle cat is willing to bond with Sanjata and conjure what Sanjata wants, but it's unwilling to bond with Byron. It just doesn't respond to you and never extends a tentacle to your forehead.
Can I grab a tentacle and like just physically put one on my forehead?
Yeah. See if that works. It's just kind of dull. There's absolutely no effect when you do it. And then suddenly, like hairs would come out of a cactus, claws come out of the tentacle. And your body takes a point of cat claws. Alora has been spending a lot of time getting buff. But Victoria, what else has Alora been doing?
I figure that she's been studying as much as possible too, particularly mm-hmm. since she has Rex to be able to use as sort of like a guide. Can she also, sorry, go ahead.
Have they become close, Rex and Alora?
Yeah. I would say decently so. She's interested in knowing the things that he knows and also interested in the fact that like he can connect to the rest of the cabal and kind of understand what they're thinking and what is happening to them from a distance. Is she able to do that same like matrixy trick of like snapping in with everybody or no?
So you have never been able to achieve Mind Link. No one except for Rex here has. You are able to connect to the ship. You're able to use the Imaginarium and the Modularium. And so can Sanjata, apparently. So the first time you've seen Sanjata do it has not been for a beach party. It's been to make a bunch of weapons, which Sanjata is now handing you an axe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely going to take the axe. Definitely going to ask if we can, like, create some sort of, like, body double thing that she can then, like, hack up into it. Got a lot of feelings right now. Can she have at some point wandered off? I'm in control of two 19-year-olds. I just want to know what a bad choice you gave me. Can she wander off and try to open, is it the Cosmographicum, that thing that like is the covered sphere in the middle of the ship?
Yeah, she absolutely can try to open it. It just doesn't work because when she goes for it, it's locked by the Cabal because they didn't want other people messing with their stuff. But I think that trying to access it does bring the floating Octocat down to see what's going on.
Can the Octocat talk?
The Octocat can communicate. It is the manual to the time ship. The Octocat is your guide to this place and beyond. Octocat. for a limited time only.
She wants to ask the Autocat then why she can't access the Cosmographicum too.
You sense that the Octocat will only allow access into the Cosmographicum in the case of having a full embodied soul. It's got to be a force so powerful that it shines like the passion of a thousand burning suns. And you sense as you experience this vision that it needs a mage of each path. And Allura would know a little bit about the paths, enough to know that the Cabal has that. And that's what they did when you saw them activate it before.
Okay. All right. Otherwise, she's making a scrapbook about her and Parallax's marriage so far.
How enamored is Allura with the marriage so far?
She's working on it, okay? She's trying really hard. She didn't sign up for this, but like, this is obviously her life now, and she's going to scrapbook herself into joy. She's convinced that that will work for her.
Yeah, and you can imagine and any memories that you want to into photos, and the ship will then like make them in the modularium. So you've got a Polaroid of your memories, and if you can convince Rex, then you could just go back and take pictures of any of your memories.
Oh, hells yeah. Rex!
Yeah, I'll help you with this endeavor. Rex kind of feels really bad for you, so anything to make you happy.
All right, cheers. Also, can we stage some funny photos with the Deathals?
Oh yeah, that would be fun.
Both of you gain beats as you go backwards through Allura's memories. Rex learns a bunch of stuff about the fools that Rex didn't already know. And also, Rex is really relieved to be inside someone's head who is not going crazy. Rex has a really difficult time inside his own mind all of the time. And being inside someone else's mind is this huge weight off of your shoulders.
Also, just a question. Where did Allura get a reinforced Kevlar bodysuit?
She made it.
Oh, good job, Allura. You're and a little scary.
Still in the modularium making like knives, cold iron, you know, stabby knives to keep on his person. Some sort of like cold iron mithril for Rex. Does Sinjata know that, like, what does Sinjata know about the time ship and how it works?
Very little. Almost nothing.
Okay, then never mind. He's not. He doesn't really care about Rex as much. No offense to Rex, but, like, he doesn't consider him part of the fools, right? He's just...
Yeah, he's just some guy.
Yeah.
They're all just some guy.
Not that they're expendable, but...
Except for the main four, the rest of these people are just NPCs as far as Sinjata is concerned. Probably. I mean, he's got a heart. How do you feel about each of these three?
I think Sinjata thinks that it is unfortunate that Allura is on this trip. Both for Allura and for everybody else. Does not understand Byron. It's kind of like Allura and Byron might cause problems and it's not their fault, but they might cause problems. And Rex is like someone to keep an eye on. Doesn't really like them. But it's not personal, if that makes sense.
As you are resting and preparing here, you become aware, and when I say you, I think I mean Rex. Rex, time is passing in the outside world at an equal pace to which it is passing inside the time ship.
All right. We might be under attack. I'm going to check into this.
Do you want to go outside? No.
Is it supposed to be equal?
Roll a, I would say, really what this is it's an arcana check with an arcana that Rex doesn't have. It's probably a time spell here, but you've got a dot of prime. And I'm going to say you can roll your gnosis plus prime to try to figure this thing out. Might be worth a willpower because your pool's not great.
One success.
With one success, you know, you're not sure how it works, but it seems a lot like the time ship is docked in 1692. And so in order to maintain that connection, it needs to share the same time. So it is essentially moored to the time being passed outside in Salem in 1692. The witch trials have begun.
Okay, so maybe this is normal.
Are you telling anyone?
Yeah, I'll tell everyone.
You go visit everyone down in the Modularium. What do you say? What's everyone doing?
So, I guess I just... Did it change from anything, or did I just notice it?
You noticed it.
Okay. But how if I don't have time magic?
You just looked outside the ship with space magic, and you saw that you could, number one. And number two, you saw that time was passing out there. Like, you saw the trees moving. You saw creatures moving in the woods.
Okay. All right. I guess it might not be important, but I did just realize that time is passing at the same time as it is in here. But I guess that just means we're moored onto this timeline.
Sinjata hands Rex one of the guns on the walls. And just a handful of cold iron bullets. And, like, is gonna thumb to Byron. So I'm assuming Byron has started talking about a plan to go to the Fae.
Byron?
Yeah, I think we should definitely...
Can you do it in your most posh accent?
Oh, this is gonna be so bad. Well, I think that we must go into the Fae and find our friends.
Excellent.
Okay, but I've been in some Fae's brains, and let me tell you, it's wild out there. It's a whole nother realm. Have you ever been to the Fae, Byron?
I just recall the one time, but then again, I wasn't in the physical form. I was merely a skull in a bag that Ethel carried on her person. It was not very nice.
Sinjata's gonna look at Alora. Kind of like a, do you want to come or do you want to stay here kind of look.
And Laura's just going to give, like, a really tight smile. Like, a smile that says, you know, like, I've had a lot of other choices about the places that I go. And swings the axe and, like, knocks it into the fighting dummy that she conjured up again.
Senjata's appreciation for Alora goes up a couple points.
Rex is going to switch the large firearm you handed him with a couple small arms instead. But keep the bullets.
Just then, something that's never happened before starts to happen. The wards on the ship begin to fail. Rex, you immediately know because you're tied into those wards that Parallax created, and Mona as well. You don't know why or how, but there's something that is lowering the wards here.
Okay, maybe we are under attack. I take it back. Wards are going down. Let's go. Rex starts running to, like, the doors.
You're leaving the modularium as it's being attacked.
Oh, just specifically the modularium's being attacked?
You can feel it happening right here in the modularium.
Oh, then I'll stay. Wait, which room is leaves to the woods?
So you go across the Cosmographica main, the center part of the snake, and then you go into the gauntlet. Then the gauntlet, you cross it, and you reach the Fae. There's another way to get there, too, because it's a big snake.
But the attack is on the modularium, or we're feeling it from the modularium, but the wards are on the whole ship.
Yeah, that's the one. Wards around the entire ship, feeling it at the modularium, because that's where you are.
Right, but what about the doors leaving the ship? Is that in the modularium?
You could use space magic to determine exactly where this thing is happening via space plus gnosis check, following your connection through the snake.
Two.
With two successes, you look outside and you can sense that there is some sort of fighting happening there. There are those Salemites with fire, celestial fire burning from their hands, and they are fighting against what look like some indigenous people of the area. They are using magic openly against them. And to see more, you're going to need to roll a wits plus composure check. If you'd like, you could augment your wits before doing it. All right, so your wits is now 8. Roll your wits plus composure. It did cost you a mana. Is anybody else taking any actions as Rex scries outside?
And Senjata doesn't know that it's like what's happening. Can't know any of that, right?
That's, you don't know anything other than what Rex has told you. And Rex has just started looking around saying, we're being attacked, I think.
Okay, then Senjata's going to go to the door.
7 successes.
Whoa.
You see it before it happens and you gain a beat. As you see a figure walking towards the wall of the time ship that was slid shut, with your prime and space magic, you can see that they bear a totem around their neck, a turtle shell, the central hexagon from some turtle's body. They walk confidently towards the wall, and it slides open.